Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
God, everything looks good.
What?
So, I was feeling greedy today, so I wanted to see if there were any sweet concerts during any of our Pittsburgh trips this year, and there were not. Nothing that I was willing to, you know, shell out for. Like the Thursday before Replay
FX.
The
summer trip?
Yeah, the Replay FX trip. I looked at like we usually show up on a Friday. That Thursday, Heart was playing, and I was like, oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did want to see Heart. I said that too. And then I looked at the bad seats, and they were $150, and I was like,
oh.
No.
Man, I like Heart, but I don't like Heart that much.
No.
Like, I need to meet Heart for $150.
I would be hesitant even at that.
Is there any issue with me going ahead and opening the channel?
I don't know.
I don't think I have anything secret to say. Is there something I'm not supposed to see or spoil? Did I even open the script?
The link?
The link
in the email.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, well, you need to go to that link and
I used it. I've activated it. Let me... How much... Do I have to read this?
You should peruse it so we can discuss it.
Oh, God, it's so long.
It's mostly pictures.
Yeah, I see it now. I see what's going on. Did you enter this?
What?
Did you enter this?
Did I enter what?
This link. This contest that's in the link.
No.
Did I get a different link than everybody else did?
I just want to talk about the first thing. Right? What?
Well, I don't know. It's just finalist number one. I thought maybe you were going to tell me that you submitted your gross fish pie for finalist number two and got picked.
No. This is from 2010.
I didn't look at the date. I barely read the article. Ray said I could just look at the pictures.
I said there were pictures. Wait a minute. Let's not put words in my mouth.
Trying to get some stuff ready
for
the show.
Now you got Samurai ruining it for everybody.
Samurai's a ruiner. That's okay. He saved the day just the other week.
Boo. Boo.
Oh, no. I forgot to look at the script.
All right. Well, since everything is, you know, been spoiled, which it hasn't been in any way, but...
Spoiled. It's all useless. We just wrap up the show and go home right now.
I went ahead and opened the channel.
Oh, my dreams are dashed. It's all pointless now.
Freaking hate HQ trivia. So they did a Game of Thrones thing, whenever that was, a few days ago.
I haven't been on in some time, but go ahead.
So they said, hey, tonight's Game of Thrones. And I'm like, all right, I definitely want to, you know, play tonight. Yeah, and then like 5 minutes later they said, oh, and clue for question number 8, here's a picture of Daenerys. All right, so Daenerys somehow is a clue for question number 8.
Okay.
We get to question number 8,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing about Daenerys.
What was question 8?
I don't remember, but I remember looking at it going, there is nothing about Daenerys in this question whatsoever. I wasted half my time looking for something, and then... guessed wrong because
I feel like I could have followed up better on your story and done my own research had you given me enough facts.
Sorry.
That's okay. You went out on 8. That's a bummer.
Yeah. Very annoying.
But Ian, in better news, Le'Veon Bell ended up with the Jets and he can suck it. The Jets.
That's okay. The Steelers got taken to the cleaners for AB.
They did. They sold him for some M&Ms and a Three Musketeers bar.
Exactly. So that the only way I was happy about that was when I thought he was going to the Bills, and I was like,
I know, I was super ecstatic when it was going for the Bills.
Oh my
and
god!
And he sabotaged that himself, the jerk.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I saw the first thing I saw, which led me to the article to go read about it, was someone posted a meme of Wario, and he had his head down, and he goes, "I've won, but at what cost?"
Yeah, they apparently the deal to Buffalo was completely done. His agent immediately called Buffalo and said, we are never showing up in that godforsaken town, no matter how much money you pay us. So, and that was the end of that trade.
Wow. Man, well, careers usually end in Oakland as well, so.
I don't know why. The Giants trade was phenomenal.
What were they?
First round picks. They got players.
Who did? The Giants were offering that?
No, they got everything for Odell Beckham. All the stuff.
Ooh,
that the Steelers
where'd he
failed
go?
To get
Who
for
did he, what happened?
Oh my God, you know, he went to Cleveland.
No, he didn't, did he?
Cleveland for a first round pick, a third round pick, and Jabril Peppers.
My goodness.
And yes, so that's what the Giants got. And yeah, the Steelers got a please and thank you note. Please pay the $21 million.
Right. They got a
on your salary cap for us.
They got a huge cap anchor. They got what they got for Martavis Bryant plus a fifth round.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. They got completely schooled.
It's going to be some interesting years coming up here.
All I know is, boy, I hope that AB falls out of the top 10 in receivers this year.
No doubt.
And that Le'Veon Bell averages like 30 yards a game. That's what I want.
Everybody will repost that tweet where they said he's lucky to have this team. And he goes, trade me and find out. We did and we will.
Yep.
Does anybody know what my support should be? We're live, aren't we? Never mind. Don't tell me. I'll think of it on my own.
All right. Monorails. All right. We ready to start?
I suppose we could be. I think we need a new drinking game, though. Every time your shirt squeaks, they have to drink.
Oh, that's a rough game.
Yeah, that's not fair to them.
We'll be out of listeners here in about half an hour.
Yeah, but if we have to drink, that'd make the show a lot more lively. We get more of those smoky old fashions.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good stuff. And we ordered some old fashions. They brought it out in a box of smoke.
Like, literally.
Oh, man.
And then they opened up the box in front of us and all the smoke came pouring out. Oh, man, it was good.
Better be because that sounds...
It was pretentious and ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds great. G to the A to the Y to the max.
It was awesome.
Was this at an amusement park or was this down
this
in...
This was at
down in the Keys?
Key Largo. Yeah. At Playa Largo. All right, it's 9:06 in the PMs. Oh, I got to go back to work tomorrow and I'm not looking forward to it.
Right on.
Before we actually start, who you want for this week, Ian?
Oh, I don't know. I've only...
Dragon Man or Hellcat?
Patsy, take Patsy.
See, here's my thought. I already am pretty solid on the Grinch vote. So rather than see a vote wasted, I feel like the Dragon Man half might steamroll this one.
No way.
Are you kidding?
He's just a dumb robot.
No, he's not. He's super intelligent.
He's just a stupid, smart robot.
He's not a robot either. He's Goliath from the TV show Gargoyles.
No, he's a robot.
He's not a robot.
Pretty sure he's not a robot. But I'm also pretty sure he's not intelligent.
He's an android.
That makes him a robot.
No, totally different.
Not a robot without emotion. I'm not what you see. I'm here to help you with your problems. We can be free. I'm not a hero. I'm not a savior. Forget what you know. I'm just
a man who
circumstances
are beyond my control. Beyond your control.
We all need control. I need control. We all need control.
He still got it, dude.
I am the modern man.
I saw him. He came to Williamsport last summer. He was great.
Nice. Still hit those notes.
To the best of his ability, he's still pretty good. I prefer his half of what he's allowed to keep.
All right.
Like, I like the, you know, not to suggest that, you know, anybody can play any instrument, but Dennis DeYoung with not sticks sounds more to me like sticks than sticks without Dennis DeYoung.
Right. I'm on board with that.
All right. Do it, Doug.
Last night on the finale of The Bachelor, they had on
Air
Supply and rolled them out. Oh, whew, they're old. Holy smokes, are they old. It was amazing. All right. In important news, let's start out with the fact that I'm back and the show is now good again. All right. True Believers, welcome to the 184th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. We got SneakyB15. They're Ray. They're Ian. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Word up.
This is the week of 313 to the 320 in the 2019s, and it is cold again in PA, and it was warm last week, and PA sucks.
No way. It's super warm.
Well, it was 90 2 days ago. So.
Well, it's like mid-50s today. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Ray got a sweet sunburn. That was awesome.
Yeah. Feeling the effects today.
He's got the crinkled leather skin of agony right now.
Does that mean it was 60 degrees and partly cloudy? Because that's what it takes for Ray to get a savage sunburn.
Now, if you can imagine that in Florida weather with no sunscreen whatsoever, that now you're talking. That,
yeah,
like
it was
lobster.
it was more like 87 at the pool without the sunscreen. It was good times. All right, so this is the week of 3/13 to the 20th. I think I already said that, didn't I?
Yes.
I don't know. So tomorrow, kids, 3/14, it's Pi Day. Even though it was slightly spoiled by people who chime into this show early. Jerks. Tomorrow's Pi Day, so bring it back to Pi. Just for Joe. Here we go. Today, this week's pie, the summer salad pie, which is made of tuna and Jell-O. Oh, yeah. Ian, did you look at this pie?
I did look at the pictures of the pie. I did not read any of the details of the summer salad pie, but tell me about it. Because I like tuna.
Do you like it with Jell-O?
Fortunately, I don't know.
All right, I mean, this pie's got it all. I mean,
what flavor of Jell-O?
This is lemon-flavored Jell-O.
You've won me back. Tell me more.
With tomato sauce.
Okay.
Vinegar.
Right.
Worcestershire and Tabasco. Chopped celery, pimento-stuffed olives, chopped onion, a cheese pie shell, and tuna salad. Oh, buddy.
That's,
Here come the Mr. Yuck images.
I feel like with individual components, you had won me over. And then as soon as this became a pie, which I was like, that usually makes things better, but this is not one of those cases.
Oh, man, this sounds like one of the worst things you could ever possibly eat. I mean, it just sounds really, really revolting.
I don't feel like I'm skeptical about the existence of this pie, even.
This pie appeared... where's that? There's a link. I think it was in a Betty Crocker cookbook in like 1965. Betty Crocker's summer salad pie from her book Dinner in a Dish from 1963. The summer salad pie. So Betty Crocker herself gave you this pie.
One of the best things about this is the image at the very end.
Of the guy eating it?
Yeah, the guy eating it. And he tastes it, and he makes the best face possible. A face that's kind of, What?
Yeah.
What was that? Anyway, happy Pi Day, everyone.
Happy Pi Day. All right, and your Deadpool dailies. Today, Yellow Cyclops. Thursday, Blue Hood. Friday, Black Doc Ock. Saturday's Yellow Thor. Sunday's Black BDSM Carol. Monday, Blue Battery. Tuesday, Purple Fist. And Wednesday is Red Rags. Over in the 5-day 4-star Courage! The atmosphere. Oh, the Titans. On the 9th was that stupid Gwenpool chick. How'd that go for you?
It's still not going well.
I would imagine not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that 102 is not the magic number to get things done.
I matched away Chekhov's gun, got a bunch of green, shot some pistols, end of game.
Yeah, I failed the first day, I failed the second day, but on the third day, the castle finally stood up in the swamp, and I was able to get enough green.
Coming up tomorrow on Pi Day is Spider-Gwen.
Right on.
Let me look at this graphic, because I have no idea who she fights.
Miles Morales.
Oh, right, because I had to look at that, I had to ask who that picture was.
You couldn't guess?
No. I was like, what is that, Dizzy Gillespie?
Right. He's not coming into the game till next week. Slow down.
Spoilers! Ian, you got a 4-4-3.
Yeah.
Twin Stacy. You got a good go there.
Yeah, that'll get the job done.
Nice.
That'll put out enough web tiles to make us, and so will Miles. He will provide me with enough web tiles in general to make an inexpensive cherry bomb call today.
All right. Coming up number next is Bishop on Bishop action.
See, I see that. And I feel like that's not what it's been in the past. I felt like Kate used to have to fight Thanos.
You got me. I don't keep track of these things.
One of her abilities prevents him from making... Maybe I dreamt it. Maybe she has to fight... Maybe he has to fight her. I don't remember. Just go on. Let's go with this. I made a classic Craig folly and decided to doubt Samurai for no reason with no evidence. other than just a really thin idea that I had floating around in my head.
Well, you got a 5'5", Kate Bishop, so you should be in good shape there.
Okay, I think I will be fine.
All right. In Storyland, Honor Among Thieves is running now. That'll get you 3 She-Hulk, a Prowler, 30 CP, Imperious Rex, and Quicksilver. Followed up by Thick as Thieves, 3 Quicksilver, the Imperious Rex, the 30 CP, and top 200 folks get that brand new Talos guy. Talk about him later.
Oh, yeah.
Shield training will be starting up, and it'll be featuring Namor, Gamorrah, and Scott! no season rate at the moment, so combined arms are running. I probably won't bother playing that. Then back in the swing of things, we got Unholy Outlaw, which will get you Hood, Falcon America, Talos, and Mystique. And then his event is called Business as Usual. Mystique, Talos, the CP, Fury, and Rocket, and Groot. There you go. Over the Superhero Showdown, last week you guys talked about the Shi'ar versus the Gardener.
Yes.
Who won?
This was a very, I mean, we barely even discussed it. This was a very clear victory. A couple comments about the Gardener. How on earth do we keep ending up with second round matchups that are worse than the first rounders? So let me try this out. So the Shi'ar reclaimed their technology by hijacking the Danger Room, turning it up to level 1 million, and just kidding, the Gardener wins. also, Gardener beats the Shi'ar and makes bird nest soup out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And finally, does it feel like the Gardener has an easy go of it through this bracket? I'm calling rigging so the Gardener can get into the finals. This is possibly a first. There was 0 votes for the Shi'ar.
Wow.
0.
All right. Decisive victory.
Yes.
Some would say Frawrus. Frawrus victory.
Would they say that?
Yeah, they would. this week over in the Inea Conta Kai Anaeagon. I don't know how to pronounce that word at all.
But can you tell me how many sides that is?
99.
Oh, nice.
We have Dragon Man versus Patsy. Who wins?
Probably Patsy.
You're right, it's Patsy.
Man, that bum. I mean, again, now I don't remember exactly what I'm going up against other than the bits that I took from the show. Perhaps Hellcat is more potent than I realize. But up against, you know, a animated android with superhuman strength, durability, intelligence, flight, and the ability to shoot fire. I really want to believe in my heart of hearts that Dragon Man has a pretty good advantage going into this fight. But I don't know. Tell me more, Ray.
Well, Patsy, well, let's be honest, the most I know about Patsy is from the Jessica Jones show, and she wasn't even Hellcat in that show. So,
no.
But going off of the wiki, she has she's an enhanced human. So she's superhuman physical prowess. She has endurance, reflexes. She can move small objects with her mind.
What?
Yeah. She has resistance to mental control, and on one occasion was even able to generate a psychokinetic force blast. So, I might be able to poke you a bit with my brain.
That's true.
She can summon her costume. Since she was killed once, she has had the ability to summon her Hellcat costume on command, magically exchanging it for whatever clothing she was wearing at the time.
Let's see Dragon Man pull that off.
That's true. She could get tangled in her clothes on the way to her through whatever time-space portal she has to get up.
You don't know how many people I know who would take that power in Champions if they were allowed to buy that, because they like to always have their character look good at all times.
That's true. I don't know. I'm still feeling, unless she has a resistance to being crushed by superhuman android strength or being dropped out of a, you know, high dropping zone.
In the wiki again, it says that she possesses the strength of a normal human woman of her age, height, and build who engages in intensive regular exercise.
She has the superhuman ability of being in above average shape.
Yeah.
Fire breathing? Well, we'll leave it in the capable hands of our listeners.
But no way did Dragon Man ever own a sports car that he called the Hellcat Mobile. Come on, she was a defender. for a while.
And I'm sure against, you know, the regular Joe evil dude on the street, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
She does have a cat suit.
Yeah, you got that.
That's all I got.
All right. Cool. Everybody, you vote. Tell us who wins. Let's talk about this new Skrull guy. So he is a 4-star. He is purple, blue, and black. The purple ability is called Access Granted for 7 purple. Create one trap tile that shapeshifts him into the target enemy. While any of these tiles are in the board, Talos steals 1 AP and the shapeshifted target's color anytime you make a match of that color. Level 2, it steals 2. Level 3, it creates 2 trap tiles. Level 4, it creates 3 trap tiles. Level 5, it creates 4 trap tiles.
I thought not being able to shapeshift was his shtick.
Yeah, that, yeah,
Okay. I didn't see the movie. Maybe I've got bad information.
Blue power is called Stunning Blow. Talos stuns the enemy for 2 turns, creates a blue 3-turn countdown tile that destroys 2 AP in the enemy's strongest color. Level 2, that's destroying 3 AP. At level 3, it's creating 2. A blue 2-turn countdown tile that destroys 4 AP. Level 4, it's a 3-turn stun. Level 5, it is a 4-turn stun, creating a 1-turn countdown tile that destroys 5 AP. So that's pretty good.
Go ahead. Sorry.
All right.
I had some time. I was following along in Discord. There's a picture in Discord that looks like how they modeled Jeff Bezos for the new South Parks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a Talosian from Star Trek.
Yeah, yeah, it's because they're constantly saying that his name is pronounced Talos.
Yeah, ain't gonna be.
Okay.
All right, so black. This is passive. For every AP, Talos has the enemy team's strongest color more than they do. His match damage increases by 7%. If he's shapeshifted, this match damage increases by 10% instead, max of 150%. At level 5, this goes up to 28%. If shapeshifted, it goes up to 39% for a max of 585% more match damage. Wow. That's a lot right there.
Yeah.
That's some serious matches. Nothing we've lost, Ian. All right. It's a new game mechanic. Normally you get excited.
Oh. Woo! Match damage!
Thanks, Ian.
No problem. I'm here to help. See? Show's so much better now that you're back.
that is true. You can recruit Talos. There's the shield trading heroes for hire. 7,000 hero points. Get you a red Scott. What do you got? A red Gamorpha in there. 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, and 20,000 ISO. Talos and Foe's Vault. 80 item vault, 1 legendary token, 3 beginner supports. 1 random Talos cover, some random 4-stars of the call for backups, which are Namor, Gamorpha, and Scott. You can get him as a reward in Thickest Thieves, in the shield training, in Webbed Wonder, which is the next storyline, which I didn't bother to list earlier, and Business as Usual. Sorry about that. So there you go.
Cool. While you were away, did you get to play any of the new PvE? Did you help save the world from...
The horrible devourer
trying to take over all our heroes' minds.
I did, and I always love new story events. I was just confused as to why it had so many, why it had Howard the Duck, and why it had Peter Porker, and why were they involved?
I don't know, dude. It's just gotta incorporate things. They don't get a lot.
All the animal characters and, you know, whatnot. Supports.
Right, they don't get a lot of screen time. The devourer tried to take over all the minds of Earth and space.
But yeah, played through that. It was fun. Good times. Love stories.
Cool.
Did you play it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a new story. I turned on my sound. I read all the story. I made sure to play every event.
Man.
I didn't do like 4 clears or anything. 6 clears, crazy nonsense. But I wanted to hear the whole story. I didn't want to live the rest of my life not knowing what happened with the Devourer.
All right, then.
Yeah.
So I'll probably include that link that Grinch just posted on the website. It is a link to Imgur, however you want to pronounce it, that has all of the storyboard, the entire thing, front to back.
Yeah, I saw somebody posted that on Reddit. They took a screenshot of every part of that story and posted it, so you could see Carol the Hedgehog in all of her glory through all those slides.
It's not going to stick, dude.
Still going to work. Also on right now, we've got the Bagman bundle is going on right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Creative Uncommons bundle for the $9.99. That'll get you 3 covers Of each two-star character, one of each ability. And it's like all of them. But, you know, it is Bagman, Ares, Obi-Dubs, Bullseye, Steve, Dream Warrior, Hawkeye, Torch, Magneto, Moonstone, Carol, Storm, Thor, and Wolverine. Lots of two-stars. Like, that's a lot of two-stars.
Yeah, that's all of them, isn't it?
So what does that cover? How many covers does that work out to you? 14 times 3? That's a lot of covers. 42 covers?
Yeah.
For 10 bucks?
Yeah.
Plus 1,700 hero points?
Yep.
Which is a good number of hero points, and 18,000 ISO, which is not very many. But
right.
1,700 hero points plus all those covers?
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
I think the big selling point there is, you know, three Bagmen.
Yes.
That's why they lead with it. Yeah. Even though alphabetically, I think, no, Ares should be first alphabetically. Man, right, they are leading with that.
They went, yeah, they're going to show you the meat. They're like, you know, you want three Bagmen. I mean, $10 for three Bagmen, that's a good deal. My Bagman's getting close. It's getting close.
Yeah, I think I'm at like a 5.52. Real close.
Mine is at level 142, so he's almost all the way full.
Huh.
So close. Those covers will totally put me there. All right, moving on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, unless you guys have local news. Local news? Okay, local news.
Local news. There was something in local news.
What an awesome redirect.
Yeah, sorry. I'm back from Florida. Saw a lot of Disney. Saw a lot of Harry Potter. Saw the Keys. Drove all the Keys. Took the road all the way down to mile marker zero and back.
All the Keys. By the way, just don't go to Key West.
Yeah.
It is full of people. All the people go to Key West.
That doesn't seem to be true. Downtown Key West was a mayhem of people.
Ha. That sounds like a downer. Did you go to Kokomo?
No. We tried to get there fast, but we took it too slow.
Too slow. It's always the problem.
The only local news I have is from Pontiac, and it's an obvious one if you actually are local. Don't drive on Atherton for the next 7 months.
Uh-oh. What happened?
They're putting it under construction yet again. They took like a 3-month break, and now they're back at it, and hopefully they're going to make it even worse so that no one will ever drive on it again.
Sweet. I'm on board for that.
That's it.
All right. Hey, this weekend, It's Always Sunny in Xandar. It's the Warren Commission.
Oh, this is me. I was getting ready to kick back. I was like, it's a Craig sibling, and I can relax. Let's talk about Archangel. He's
Archangel. Archangel.
Blue and green and
will
black.
Be my
Let's see if he does stuff. Probably not, or else I would have known more about him, but let's see.
Love you all the time.
He's got a blue ability that costs 11 AP. Deal some damage, stun for a turn, passive at the start of your turn. Deal that same amount of damage to any airborne enemy and stun them for a turn. Okay. So we're looking at 6,700 damage, stun for two turns at the start of the turn, deal 7,000 damage, and stun two airborne enemies and stun them for two turns. Green costs 10 AP, deals some damage, destroys some random enemy AP. So 14,000 damage and 4 AP in two random enemy AP pools. And lastly, his black ability costs 7 AP. Create a 4-turn countdown tile of a chosen color, which deals 2,600 damage. While this tile is on the board, neither team may gain AP in its color. Meh. Okay. It becomes a 5-turn countdown tile eventually, and the damage is about 8,000 damage. Cool. Anybody know how this guy works? What he does?
Beyond what you just said, no.
Nope. He knocks people out of the air, and that's it.
Knocks them out of the air? I thought he just did damage when they were in there.
Well, he stuns them, which overrides their airborne.
Okay, gotcha. Right. Yep, I stand corrected.
So, it's toughy. That seems useful, but very specific. But again, I guess maybe he's not an everyday use kind of guy, so maybe you want him for his blue ability. Because
he's there when you see the Vulture fight come up, and you're like, oh no, not today, Mr. Vulture.
Right.
And Carol can, you know, send her people airborne for some healing. So now he can knock them out of the way.
Right.
So, you know, the more, and, you know, hey, he shuts down fastball special like there's no tomorrow.
Right.
And right, that was, we all right, know right, that is the key to the
airborne.
Game.
Yeah. There's some, Nova sends people airborne. All right. I suppose. So, what, 5-3-5? Because I don't think I think I misled you in believing how much damage his green does, because that's all, I'm always talking at max level at level 5. Like, if you have him at a normal level 5, he's only dealing, like, 3,600, which is not meaningful. The AP destruction seems okay, but it's random, so it makes it less okay. Is there an advantage to controlling the ability to generate an entire color? I feel like there should be, but I don't think it's as good as I want it to be.
Yeah.
I definitely don't see the advantage.
The only thing that really bothers me, I think, the most is that the you know, the description of the power is that he, you know, shoots out his feathers, paralyzing his enemy, except that it doesn't stun anyone.
Well, they're paralyzed with pain. Or maybe they're actually paralyzed, like their legs no longer work. And
Donkey D says that the only correct build is however the covers come.
Well, that's what I got going right now.
Yeah, I've got a 2-4-3, so he's as good as anybody else. So I was looking at the most used build. 5-4-4 is apparently the most used build in Game Pendium.
Hmm.
However, if you look at the next three, there's really, like, there's not very much difference between the second place and the, like, normally there is a distinct, this is the way that people use him, you know, on different characters. In this one, that there's nothing really that distinct. So 5-4-4, 5-3-5, 3-5-5, whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with 5-3-5 just because if you're using him, you have to be using him in some sort of gimmicky fashion. The green power that just does straight up damage, that doesn't have the normal appeal that it does. All right, well, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Good old Archangel.
I find Samurai's comment interesting. It's the most reported, as in the people have put in their Archangel that way, but not the most quote-unquote used.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've updated my Game Pendium roster in like a year and a half.
It's been a little while.
Yeah. All right, Wooly, what's in the mailbag?
Wow, I gotta pay attention to the order these things come in.
It's changing it all up. I was confused by the sponsor, because I thought he just claimed that he was the sponsor. Because it's clearly Wooly Lumpkin, but when he says it, he says, Wooly, what's in the mailbag? And I'm like, no, it's not your mailbag. You get to host the show, and that's it.
It's Wooly Lumpkin's mailbag.
All right, so first, on the D3 forums, which I completely screwed up this week.
You screwed up the whole forums?
Like, well, our post. And by our post, fine. I mean when I posted the show. I apparently typed in, like, the entire title, and then when you go to type stuff in, it brings up suggestions as, like, what you've used previously. So apparently I accidentally selected one of the previous episode 175 title and used it. So that was confusing, because it was actually episode 183. But in any case, I apologize. But on the forum, Iron and Wine said, kind of off topic, but I believe that there was a brief D&D discussion during the PW3 podcast you had about a year ago that led me to discovering Critical Role, and for that I am forever grateful. So, you're welcome.
You're welcome?
Also, he said he sees that they have started a Kickstarter to animate their characters, and the Kickstarter is already over $6 million.
Woo! Doggies.
I gotta get a Kickstarter.
Yeah, would people like the Kickstarter to animate us? That'd be pretty sweet. What was I forgot his name. Who's the comedian who they did his podcast and animated it on, like, HBO or somewhere? He's British. He was in The Office.
Oh, Ricky Gervais?
Yes. Ricky Gervais' show was animated for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was done pretty well. In any case, Wime Time also said, Ray, sorry to hear about the one purple cover for BSSM, Black Suit Spider-Man. At least we know which of your 5 stars you have for your bonus. It is not him. although I'm thinking about it now. I'm definitely have the bonus on Kitty, because I don't have her yet. He does say that the other option you have to fight Gritty Kitty, which I find that amusing, but is half health Thor, Okoye, with boost to green and boost to all and boost to team up. And then before the match, you scream the immortal words of Samuel L. Jackson, "Hold on to your butts." And if that doesn't work, it's because you're not screaming loud enough or in a public space. All right. I'm not going to try that. UNC Samurai said that he modified his plans and went with the casserole that Norman posted last week. However, he also added some buffalo sauce. So we have a picture that he had posted of his chicken and waffles with buffalo sauce. But the important question is, how did it taste? But before, or while we're waiting on that, Jeff Duggan said...
Hello.
He twigged out on Samurai doing the grammar discussion before he was finished, and then yelled at him for flubbing the line. He says it's cobbler, not farmer. And I don't remember the line or the quote, so I can't even help. But there you go. The two of you can argue it out in Discord. Bonus trivia. Roger Sherman was the only man to sign all the Continental Association, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation, and the Constitution. So, just in case you need that trivia somewhere, Roger Sherman is your guy. Ian.
Yes?
You need to find and watch, with Owen, the 1968 film The Phantom Tollbooth. It's based on a fantastic...
You had me at Phantom Tollbooth, which was a good book, but you lost me at 1968. Is it animated?
I don't think he says. He says it's based on the book of the same name. Better yet, right. If he's old enough to appreciate visual gags, read it out loud. He says, "I'm in my fifth decade and have never yet failed to spot a new bit of wordplay every time I read the book."
I'll look into it.
There you go. D-Wing and his copyrighted wall of text.
So hold on. It was answered, and it's my fear. When he said, "Show him the movie," I thought, 1968. I remember all those old animated Lord of the Rings that were super scary and animated in a terrifying way. And Samurai said, "Yep, it's rotoscoped just like those."
Oh, now I'm interested.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
I really like that kind of animation.
I do too, but I don't want to share it with Owen.
Yeah, I understand. Creepy indeed. D-Wing said, "Enjoying the new PvE so far, even with the bug. I don't know if you noticed the bug, but on the one wave, it didn't stop. Your points didn't go down after two fights. You had to fight, do it all four times to get the points to go down and reset. So I don't think it was horrible. It was the same for everyone. So as long as everybody's dealing with the same issue." Just a little unexpected. He did also say congratulations to Ian for remembering to make sure Ray knew that the PvP season was nearly over. I did appreciate that as well. He said that the Mr. Hat comment killed him, if only because it's an extension of the awful thoughts that he was having when Craig's hands were getting individual names. 1776 is my all-time favorite musical, and Jeff Duggan already addressed the lyrical error. Well done. And PW3 The Doll. He wants... I don't know where this... Did we talk about...
We were talking about merchandising. Merchandising.
All right. So we're gonna look at making dolls. Yeah, that's our Kickstarter.
We need a flamethrower. The kids will love that one.
A talking Craig doll?
Yeah. Who doesn't want that? Look, adorable.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Your doll, however, Craig, would sing a 70s tuned off key, so Ian's probably would true. Say recently reworked with a random character name after it. And Ray's would just say Doom. I'm all right with that. Bronny216 commented and said, critical factor left out in all the chicken and waffles discussion, hot sauce. I don't think we left that out. I'm pretty sure that it was talked about. But
right.
He said that the chicken keeps it from being oversweet. The local place here in North Carolina has some flavored butters to add for even more flavor. It's got everything, soft and fluffy waffle, hot and crispy chicken, savory saltiness from the chicken, sweet from the waffle and syrup, heat from the hot sauce, keeps you going all day. He said at first he was skeptical, but like Smash Mouth, now he's a believer.
Oh, speaking of chicken, hold on, Ian.
Yes.
So I went to Guy Fieri's chicken stand at Disney.
Sounds like something you would do.
It is. So I had to wait in line like 25 minutes to get some Guy Fieri chicken, and it was okay. It turns out that, like, a few days later, I was back in my hotel room and was super tired from walking, like, 8 miles at Disney. So I ordered room service. And the room service, you know, hand-pounded butter dip, buttermilk, you know, deep-fried chicken tenders were way better than Guy's that I got from the hotel menu. So there you go. Don't wait in line for at Chicken Guy at Disney Springs. It's only okay.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know that that was worth interrupting the mailbag for. I mean,
maybe it wasn't to you.
It's okay. I mean, if it were really horrendous, that could be a story. If it were really good, that could be. But it's okay.
It's okay.
If the guy serving it to you had sunglasses on the back of his head and a goatee that didn't match his hair, I would have been like, "Yeah, there you go."
I think Erica has a picture of me with a Guy Fieri like cutout that I took while, you know, selfie that we took there.
That's super uninteresting.
Was the restaurant in Flavortown?
Totally in Flavortown. Coming up!
Triple D.
Thanks, Grinch. A couple more comments. Groose says, has Craig returned for episode 184? If so, has he seen the new Deadpool pinball machine that I mentioned previously?
Groose.
Dazzler plays a fairly large role in the game. The machine is made by Stern, but the premium and limited editions feature a disco ball with illumination effects and a custom molded Dazzler action figure.
Oh man, I really hope this game is like, you know, at the pinball thing so I can play it a lot for free.
Oh, you know what isn't going to be at Replay FX, but I just saw today? Do you have a spare $8,000?
I do not. Right, I just went to Florida for 10 days and came back.
When we get this Kickstarter off the ground, Stern has made 100 limited edition Primus pinball machines, all signed by the band.
What?
They cost $7,800.
That's a bargain.
It is a bargain. I need it.
That's cheaper than the Deadpool one.
I bet. Yeah, go to Primus's homepage and look up their pinball machine. It looks amazing.
That looks amazing.
Dope.
The art is dope.
Boy, I don't know. That game board looks really like 1970s terrible.
It does. It looks like a Stern machine.
It's just bumpers and some rubber.
But it's got the head from Frizzle Fry on there, and I'm like, you've won me over already.
Wow, that looks really not fun. There's no ramps. There's no drop target. This is terrible. Who designed this game? God, Lord. Stern does it again.
Ooh. Arabian Nights is on sale.
Oh, that's a good game.
God, that's a great game.
That sure is. That's right up there with Theater Magic. Those two games.
I was
going
to say, I was like,
it's fantastic side by side.
It's definitely top 10, I would say. Pretty safely. All right, sorry, mailbag.
Yes, finally.
About time.
Mad Jabroni says two things he would like to say. Next episode will drop on Pi Day. We've already covered that. And number two, listening to all the old Prodigal Sons podcasts, since it seems that there will never be a new one, and just got to the part where Ian first downloaded MBQ, what a slippery slope that has led him down. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is it. That's all it's in mailbag.
Man, that was back the day before Ian needed a dad's traction. Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just,
and
want,
we just
to
want to pump
you up.
You up. All right, let's see who's boosted this week. Oh, Captain Marvel. She just won't stop being boosted. It's a Captain Marvel-a-thon. She's still 3-star boosted. Mystique's boosted. So her Black Masterstroke should do a little extra damage, or a ton of extra damage. It does quite a bit of damage for a 3-star. It's a, you know, it's lengthy, costs a lot of AP to pull off, but you do eventually get to do a ton of damage. Quicksilver, once there are 5 Quicksilvers on the board, he swizzles around and does some AoE. I think when he swaps tiles, he might do some damage there too, or is that when he does the lightning fast punches?
Yeah, the punches do damage.
There you go. Rocket and Groot, they heal. Maybe they heal for more? They already healed for like all their health. I don't know how much more they need to heal before. Do their other two things do something, Craig? Do you remember from your Rocket and Groot days?
Yeah, the blue puts
strike
out
tiles.
And then the green
boosted
blows up the middle
tiles
of the board.
Meh.
So it does damage. So right. it'll do more damage.
Had a little bit of board shake, but little damage.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and vision's boosted. So heavy density plus 10 red should do some acceptable amounts of AoE. Four star.
It'll like superhero punch the ground.
Right. Captain Marvel, the Carol Danvers version, still boosted. I feel like we've been through this many times. Everybody likes her. Everybody knows what she does. And it's a lot. Every time I use her, I'm like, she is really good. Everybody was right. I've known this for a while, but I even those strike tiles that her photonic barrage makes before it explodes are potent.
Mm-hmm.
Hulkbuster, depending on how much red you got, is going to do a ton of damage. His overdrive, put some boosted strike tiles on the board, get you more red to do more damage. And his blue makes red tiles, which hopefully cascade into red AP to do more red damage. He also makes some boosted protect tiles this week when he fires off his Hulk-proof blue. Carl Mordo, his staff of the Living Tribunal, does some damage. His boots do some damage. And his purposeful power, it does some damage based on how much AP they have. So, yeah, he's a little bit better. He's okay plus. Sure, he's boosted. I think her twin blasters probably do extra damage. Boy. Oh, the match damage when you match a fortified tile that you get from her red will be boosted. So you could enjoy that. And so this is a little bit off topic, but this is talking about the person next. So I've been playing this game for so long that whenever I play anything else Marvel-y, this game totally taints my opinion of the character, and it's really detrimental. Like, I was playing another Marvel game, and they're like, hey, play this event and get some shards to unlock War Machine. And I was like, War Machine? Why do I unlock that bag of trash? And then I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is a totally different game. Give me those shards. So War Machine is boosted. His red damage increased, his green damage increases, and his blue damage all increase this week. So if you want to get some War Machine going on, now is the week. So let's see what Samurai says on his hotline bling. He says, I could use my red AP from the that I get from Overdrive to go into Hulkbuster's Repulsor Punch. Or I could use the red AP from Hulkbuster's Overdrive to power War Machine's Aerial Assault so that Carol will buff the attack tiles when the countdown expires. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Oh, it's Christmas. I regret that. So that's your tip this week. Give War Machine a try. And make sure to squander all of Hulkbuster's life to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, if I were to be using War Machine currently with Carol boosted, I'm going to be putting him with Carol. You want those countdown tiles to have maximum effect. And use right. Carol and Coulson, and they will.
You want to spin up that Gatling gun with all those bullets that'll come get you three turns from now.
And you might as well. I mean, once you got, her Dumb and power. Someone else super potent going on, you might as well pepper in someone like War Machine. Who else was boosted? Oh, last week it was Three-Star Falcon was boosted?
Yes.
Man, those strike tiles that Carol's Photonic Barrage was putting out were huge. And then you could, make a match with Falcon and they would get even bigger. I was like, yeah, this is going great. Yeah, she's really excellent. Coulson's also very helpful. So give them a friend. So that's it. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Ian, I got to tell you the story.
Word up.
So we're riding in the car, driving down to Key West. Got the radio turned down real low. Suddenly I hear the unmistakable tones of Informer by Snow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no way. I turned the radio up. It's not Snow. It's a cover remake featuring Snow.
No way.
It was awesome. I don't remember who sang it. Ray looked it up in the car, but
I will. Man.
Daddy Yankee?
Good for him. So he's gonna licky boom boom down.
Licky boom boom down something fierce, and it was great to say.
Nice.
And Shazam gave me a nice video to watch while it was playing, and it was it's a weird and yet fully expected video. It fit the song perfectly.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me you went to go see that movie. I was like, is it even out yet, and why?
No, the video for the song.
Okay.
Daddy Yankee.
Okay.
All right, let's head over to Ray and Ian's support corner. Ray, do you have something to share?
Do I? Yes, I do. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ray.
Hello.
This week on the in-game support is one of them that I haven't covered yet. There's only a couple left. Yarrow Root, not ripe.
Are there really only a couple left?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
There's like four.
Like 70 of them?
There's four that, there's six that I have been completely avoiding. I'm sure everyone can guess what those are. No?
No.
The Infinity Stone.
The Salt? Right, I've heard of them.
Nobody has so those.
Right, but that's still six whole weeks.
That's true.
In a row.
How many weeks have we been doing this segment?
Right, not that many, because I feel like there's some that I can think of.
Yeah,
some
there
of the
are
newer
49
ones.
Supports. Don't we have, like, covered, like, 10 of them?
10? This would be
so.
Number 37.
What?
Really?
Yes.
I've thought of 39. I've thought of 37 out of game supports? That's crazy.
Man! Brian
yeah,
Fellows.
This show. I really thought it had also been like 10. I was like, I don't think you talked about that little AM FM radio that what's her name has.
what's that called? I definitely did.
I don't know. The party starter?
Yeah, that's possible. That was number 25.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, what about the Stepford Cuckoos?
Yeah, that was 34. That was only a few weeks ago.
Come on, dude. This can't be happening.
In any case, Yarrow Root. Don't eat it because it's not ripe.
You know what this game needs? It needs a pocket fisherman. That would be the ultimate support.
And he's what?
A pocket fisherman.
Oh.
I need to buy me a t-shirt with the alligator on.
Get the wall-to-wall carpeting?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about this support now.
Hey, do it Doug. Up, Ray.
All right. So you can equip this to any character. Absolutely.
What are you talking about again?
Any character. At rank
What's
one.
That?
Yes?
Craig had a question, but
I've already forgotten what support you're talking about.
Yarrow Root.
Yarrow Root.
Oh, okay.
Man.
What movie is that from?
I think you eat it and you get high and you can talk to your ancestors. Black Panther. That's how you go to the ancestral plane.
Nope.
I might be wrong, though.
Is it like peyote?
That might be. It is in my mind.
It is not. When I get to the end, you'll know why. And if you don't, I'll tell you. Rank one with one star. The supported character. When they heal an extra 83 health. So you want to equip this on someone who heals themselves. It starts at 83, goes all the way up to 1568 at max level. That's extra health. Rank 3, at the start of the battle, I always hate those, but 15% chance to gain 5 green AP, so you definitely want this on someone who uses green. That chance goes up to 80% at maximum level. Rank 5, at 5 stars, the supported character's base green match damage is increased by 84. That slowly works its way up to 531 at max level, so definitely somebody who uses green. And finally, the special. When equipped to Nebula, when Nebula fires Galactic Rage, it creates a projectile, strength 31. That goes up to strength 597 at max level. So you're going to want to put it on Nebula and fire off Galactic Rage. If you remember in the second Guardians movie, Nebula ate Yarrow Root. She wanted the Yarrow Root, and they kept saying it wasn't ripe. It's not ripe. And then she ate it and said it wasn't ripe. It was a really funny joke in the movie.
Right. So it was that stuff they ground up in Black Panther to heal him?
Was it?
So he could get to the ancestral plane? No, I'm kidding. It's clearly, I've seen like 11 pictures of her eating Yarrow.
Okay. Oh, on Discord?
Oh, yeah. I was just sticking to my guns, making outrageous claims.
I don't know. You read all those words and it still doesn't make Amy Pond any better in this game.
In the game? Sure, yeah. It makes her a little bit better. She heals more. Ooh. She gets more green AP. It's
not much.
A little better.
Yeah.
In any case, there you go. That is the in-game support. Yarrow Root. Not Root? I can't talk. Yarrow Root. Not ripe. Ian, do you have something to share?
I do. Hello, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Craig.
Hi, Ian.
Do you want to go on vacation? Maybe to Disney World?
I sure do.
Do you want to find a quick and efficient way to travel from park to park that doesn't, you know, take up too much space and doubles as a somewhat amusing ride for people who have never been there before?
I do.
Try a monorail. It's a,
monorail.
You know, just a train with a single track. It helps get you around places like Shelbyville, Ogdenville,
and Springfield.
Yeah, Springfield, Disneyland, Disney World. Does Disneyland have one? I can't claim that.
I don't think so.
Ah,
I think it just takes you from Magic Kingdom to Epcot.
Oh, that's it?
I don't know. I never got on the monorail the whole time we were there. So
you're a monster.
We were taking a boat to Epcot. We had water taxis going on. We had lots of buses. There was no monorails to be had.
Well.
Twomp says it definitely is there. It goes around the park.
Okay.
Didn't ride it in California either.
Maybe they're going to replace Atherton Street with a monorail system. Maybe that's what all the construction's for, right? That would be an efficient way to get around campus because campus is easily that large now. I feel like Penn State with a monorail system would be the center of the pie chart of things that I hate and that are super dope.
Monorail.
Just like the escalator to nowhere. What was it? The skyscraper made out of toothpicks? Matchsticks? I don't remember what the other follies were. I'm sorry. I should have been better prepared. But this week's out of game support, Monorail, brought to you, as always, by Fortify.
Fortify yourself.
Fortify.
All right, let's go, OG. This guy bringing us the opening of the tokens.
All right. It's 4-star, and it's Miles, Venom Blast.
Are you going first again?
I'm done. I'm so ready. Oh, I could use it. Oh, snap. That puts him at a 5-3-4. All right.
Nice. All right. Am I going? Are you going?
Yes.
Sure.
I don't want to go again, but...
All right. I'm going to... poke him in the chest. All right. Purple, 5-star. Nice.
Oh, you suck.
And it is a 5-star cable. Veteran Ooh. Instincts.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, you would think that. That puts him at a 206.
Oh.
Oh, wow. All
right, poking him in the eye. 4-star. Scott! Uncanny strategist. Gets my Scott up to level 288.
Stupid sexy Flanders.
Thanks, this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network nowadays?
Holy Moses. I wouldn't know. I'm not the guy to ask, but I can tell you how to get there. It's called the Soon-to-be-named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. It's got a ever-growing list of podcasts as our network continues to gain more followers and more power. We'll one day take over the world. You can get some direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can simply go to soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com for a complete archive of shows.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Negatory, good buddy.
All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com, as Ian said, that's the place to be. For comments, suggestions, those sorts of things, leave us comments there. You can go click on the Amazon banner while you're there, buy some stuff. We get some kickback. If you want to head over to CafePress.com/PuzzleWarriors3, you can buy yourself some St. Patrick's Day swag.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's coming up on Sunday.
Yeah. That's all I got this week, so goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it's robot fighting time. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
One of these is Audacity. I can't stop.